race is a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
I would say this. This election is going to come down to this. Do you want President Trump going back to the White House, or do you want him to go to Rikers Island? Because that's what's going to happen.
Tell me about that. What do you mean? Why is that the choice?
That's the New York case. Remember that sentencing in front of that Democrats' Manhattan judge here, Juan Merchan, is November 26th. If President Trump loses this election, he goes to Rikers Island.
That's Mike Davis of the Article 3 Project, and Joe Biden agrees. It'll be the most galling thing to watch. No, it won't end with losing this election. If we lose, our suffering will only begin because they're going to make an example of him.
The same guy with three other major cases waiting for him when he loses. And by the way, 34 felonies. And so far, he had good sentence. He got the sentence kicked back, but I want to watch that sentence. Look, Donald Trump's not running for you. He's running for himself. I think he's running to stay out of jail.
Donald Trump's prison sentences, because it'll be plural, will serve as a warning to anyone who ever dares to seriously challenge or question them again. And foreign governments, especially the UK, are already chomping at the bit. They can't wait to put American conservatives in prison. They even seem to think that they have the right to extradite us for trial for violating their anti-speech laws on the internet. As I've told you before, they wouldn't say this, including in the UK, their top prosecutor, if it wasn't okay with the Democrats, if it wasn't the plan. If he loses, it's not an exaggeration to say a light will go out in the world that might not ever come on again. Elon Musk and Tucker Carlson know what it'll mean. Musk might be the world's wealthiest man, but he's still going to prison for the crime of opposing Her Highness.
If he loses, man, what?
You're f***ed, dude.
I'm f***ed. If he loses, I'm f***ed.
It does seem that way. You can't just be like, yo, I.
Yeah, I'm like, how long do you think my prison sentence is going to be? Do you think? Will I see my children? I don't know.
Because it's not like you can say, well, yeah, I maxed out to him, but, you know, I get.
I have no plausible deniability.
Folks, up until now, I haven't completely leveled with you about what we're facing in this election because I'm afraid you won't stay on that line if I tell you we're going to need a landslide to overcome their voter fraud. And I'm going to tell you how they're going to do it. But first, I want you to know this. In a fair election, I am absolutely convinced, given the numbers I'm looking at, Trump wins by 2 to 3 points on average across each of the swing states, with perhaps the exception of Michigan. I want you to know that that's also not enough to escape the voter fraud. It's going to come down to the wire. And I also want you to know, on a positive note, that Trump is in the best position he's ever been in. Here's Kayleigh McEnany just nailing that this morning.
Donald Trump, there's no doubt, is in the best position he has ever been in. When you look at polls, he has a lead in 5 of the 7 battleground states, according to the Real Clear Politics average, all within the margin of error. Nate Cohn has affirmatively come out and said, we have every reason to believe that the polling bias against Trump has not been corrected over the last 4 years. And then when I look at the early vote, I just checked the new returns out of Pennsylvania. 412,000 is what the Democrats have now. Most analysts say they would needed 415,000 to feel close, 420,000 to be comfortable. They are short of that.
Yeah, and that's what scares me. Not so close that they can't easily make that up with fraud, which will happen in Pennsylvania. It's guaranteed. But I want to tell you what to look for fraud-wise so that you'll know what you're watching as it goes down. If he starts to strangely lose tonight, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but I'm saying they are going to try it. And I know that for a fact. In order to win, they know that Donald Trump must win North Carolina and Georgia. He doesn't really have a way forward other than that. After that, he's either got to win Pennsylvania or some combination of Arizona and Wisconsin. There aren't really any other paths for him. Now, here's what I'm afraid of. About 2 weeks ago, the district attorney of a county in Pennsylvania, a Republican dominated county in Pennsylvania called Lancaster, opened a criminal case into last minute voter registrations by a Democrat firm. There were 2,500 of them. Roughly 65% were fake. Within just a few days, two more counties discovered thousands of fake registrations, just like Lancaster. Those counties are also majority Republican. We're now up to five counties that have found what should total thousands of registrations by the same Democrat firm out of Arizona. Here's Jesse Waters talking about it the other day. I'm going to tell you what it means on the other side.
Last week, election officials in three different counties noticed stacks of fake registration forms piling up.
Lancaster County detectives began investigating the voter registration applications and immediately found applications that were indeed fraudulent. Indicators of fraud included inaccuracies with the addresses listed on the applications, false personal identification information, as well as false names.
And now we know who's behind it. A Democrat-aligned group from Arizona, Field Media Corporation, that works almost exclusively with anti-Trump outfits. Once the news broke, they wiped their website off the internet. We still don't know really the scale of this operation. This investigation is still ongoing.
Among the clients of this operation, Kamala Harris and her campaign, and Ray Kelly, who just happens to be the other Barack Obama choice for president, the one he actually wanted to run instead of her. What does this mean, folks? So what does this mean? It means that only the Republican counties are doing these investigations. It means surely the Democrat counties have fake registrations too. I mean, you don't think that Democrat operatives would only turn their registrations into Republican counties, right? Nah, they'd turn them into Democrat counties first. In fact, when you think about it, the only reason they would take the risk of turning them into the Republican counties is because they know Trump's got a 2 to 3 point advantage and they have to spread this out. They have to spread the vote out. It can't all come from a handful of like four, you know, high population Democrat counties. Even though the counties are big, after a certain number, you can't do it. It'll be obvious. You got to spread it out. That's why they had to go into the Republican ones with the fake registrations. And folks, remember something about these registrations, okay? If you watch the whole press conference by the DA in the first county where these were found, this is not election workers just trying to make an extra buck by, you know, filling out the forms themselves with some fake names and fake addresses. It's not that. It was highly specialized. The license numbers were correct. The social security numbers on a lot of these actually matched the person. In fact, some of them were people who had moved out of the state, had filled out those mail forms, the forwarding forms, and this was the Democrats putting them back. In other words, the people least likely to notice because they've moved. They're not going to check the rolls to see if they're still on them. In other words, in order to pull this off, you would have had to have access to social security databases. You would have had to have the smarts, the knowledge. They're not secret, but you would have had to have the knowledge to get the U.S. mail forwarding addresses. That's a highly organized, highly skilled operation. It involves, if you think about it, identity theft. Nobody's going to go to those lengths who's making $12 an hour and just wants to hand in some extra registrations to, you know, pad the pile. Bottom line, these Democrat counties with Democrat election officials know these fake registrations are there. They're not checking because they know they're there. Which means the fraud is on. It's going to be absentee ballot fraud. It's going to be done in a mail-in way. And the surprise win for Kamala Harris will come after days of counting. And it'll be days of counting absentee ballots. Here's 60 Minutes, almost a month ago now, telling us, oh, it's going to take forever to count the absentee ballots. How long? 4 days. That's oddly specific. Not two or five. No, four.
So in 2020, it took 4 days to call the election in Pennsylvania. What took so long?
When you have half of your voters vote by mail, like we did in 2020, counting those votes takes time.
we saw for ourselves at a ballot intake center in Chester County outside Philadelphia.
So this is the actual envelope, and these where the ballots are returned in.
And this is a sample.
Correct, yeah. Yes.
Elections Administrator Karen Barsoom showed us how each ballot arrives inside two different envelopes.
94 ballots in one tray.
Processing them is a tedious task, which under Pennsylvania law cannot start until 7 a.m. on election day.
So when we do open it, there is another envelope. So hypothetically speaking, if we have 100,000 mail-in ballots, we have to deal with double the amount of envelopes, which is a long process. And then the ballots comes out.
And you can't count it folded like that.
Correct. We will need to have a whole different team unfold them, backfold them, to get the creases out as good as we can.
How long does it take to process each ballot?
Several minutes. It's not like done in a sec.
See, they're getting us ready. Did you see the level of detail there? Oh, it's so hard to open two envelopes. Why it takes us a full 2 minutes, folks. This is how, I want you to know how they'll do it so you know what you're watching. Now, can we overcome it? Yes, but there is only one way. We have to load them up with so many real votes that they can't pull it off, that they don't dare pull it off, because it is so stinking obvious people will go to prison. That's the only way. We literally have to overwhelm them in numbers. I told you before, my rough back of the envelope number is that Trump has to get into a 3-point win territory to have the numbers to overcome the fraud, where it just becomes impossible. And look, he may do that. It's possible. There are polls out there showing that right now. Matt Rasmussen is one of them. And I want you to understand what you're watching. If this goes sideways, there's a good chance it will. But I also want you to understand what he and we overcame if we manage to win anyway. Finally, the other state I'll predict they'll try to steal coming up in just a minute. But first, I want to thank PhD Weight Loss for making this podcast possible. I also want to thank them for the 29 pounds I've lost. You know, when I started the PhD Weight Loss plan, my sister was actually doing those shots. And I was actually thinking about it, and she says to me, oh yeah, no, it's not that bad. I just threw up for a few days, but then, you know, my body got used to it. I went, oh my gosh, I am not injecting myself with something that makes me throw up for a few days. You know what? I'll just stay fat. And now that I'm in the maintenance phase, I'm really glad I'm not depending on those shots and the side effects that come with them. In fact, the only side effects I've gotten, I have a totally healthy blood pressure now. Didn't have that before. And my joints have, for the most part, healed themselves. I thought I had arthritis or the beginnings of it that runs in my family. Turns out it was just too much weight on them. What will your really cool side effects be from the PhD Weight Loss Plan? Find out. Go to myphdweightloss.com. Tell them Tara sent you. You could do it from any state in the nation. That's myphdweightloss.com. Now back to the podcast. The other state where you'll likely see the last minute steal is Georgia. They've already banked 11,000 illegal votes in four separate counties, Cobb, Gwinnett, Fulton, and DeKalb. These are big Democrat-controlled counties that, in front of everybody's faces, decided to ignore the Friday deadline to accept absentee mail-in ballots in person, and they just kept collecting them all weekend. What's really scary is that for about the first half of Saturday, they also ejected all election observers. Makes sense. I mean, if you're breaking the law, illegally counting ballots, you don't want anybody watching you. Well, the state of Georgia's Republican Party issued a statement demanding they stop and begging the no good, useless governor of Georgia to stop them, to send some kind of law enforcement. He didn't. He's AWOL as usual. God, I can't stand Brian Kemp. I hope y'all get somebody better when he tries to run for Senate. What a useless piece of... Anyway. So then the RNC and the state GOP, sans Brian Kemp, had to sue. That lawsuit's still pending. They did, after they filed the lawsuit, get those boards to allow observers back in. But there's a problem, particularly in Fulton County. Remember what happened there. By law, half of your observers have to be Republican, half have to be Democrat in Georgia. Well, the head of the Board of Elections there just ignored that in Fulton County and just 15 of 800 are Republicans. So getting them in there, I don't even think it's going to make much of a difference. It's going to be thick as thieves no matter who goes in there. But they did get them back in there halfway through the day, but they did not manage to stop the voting. My husband and I checked the running total of votes on the state website over the weekend. Only those four counties were adding them, and they added about 11,000 votes, which is a very strange number because that is exactly almost the number that Joe Biden won the state by. I used the word won lightly last time. He won it by 11,779 votes. As all this was going down over the weekend, and I've included these links in the podcast description, the head of the RNC, so that's the head of the Republican Party nationally, and the head of the state party continued to tweet about it. And they also put up a copy of the email from the director of the Fulton County election operation telling everyone, hey, make sure you use security to keep the election observers out. They could be in the parking lot. They can't come in. Here's the exact wording of that email sent by Catherine Glenn, the registration manager in Fulton County. FYI, there are no watchers, she puts in all caps, approved to the ballot drop-off. Do not let them in the building. If they want to observe from the parking lot, you can't stop that. But they are not allowed to sit in the building. Have your security detail enforce it. 3 exclamation points. That's the steal right there, folks. Come on, we're not stupid people. Anyway, we know they banked 11,000 votes. My fear is there are pallets elsewhere, boxes that were brought in that they will suddenly find and add to the total. Keep your eye on that. Here's the other thing to keep your eye on out of Fulton County. A lot of people don't understand Fulton County's true voting history or what's gone on there in recent months. And I'll recap it for you. This summer, Republicans for the first time took over the state of Georgia Board of Elections. It'd always been run by Democrats before. And they immediately made two rule changes aimed directly at Fulton County because Fulton County had accidentally double scanned thousands of ballots in the 2020 election. Now, even the Republican Board of Elections says, yes, there's thousands of double scans, but it didn't add up to 11,000. So it didn't give Joe Biden the win. Okay, could have happened in other counties too. But what stuck out about Fulton is that there were thousands more votes than there were ballots and thousands more votes than there were voters who voted. See the problem there. So they did two things. They deputized a team, a special babysitting team, to go in and watch Fulton County so they wouldn't steal the election. And they instituted a new rule because in Georgia, certification is automatic after the vote is tallied, right? So there is nothing to stop the fraud. And they flipped it. And they said no certification until the number of voters matches the number of votes and the number of ballots. It's all got to mathematically add up. Well, last week, a liberal judge overturned that. The Democrat Party sued and they overturned that. And he even, get this, says that the state board can't send in a special crew of watchers to Fulton County. What do you think Fulton County is going to do tonight? I think I'll scan the hell out of those ballots. It's going to be thousands of ballots. Folks, we have to overcome that. And that's why I have been screaming and yelling all week about the need for early voting and the need to make sure you stand in that line in Georgia. Because we have got to bank, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 votes ahead of them. So it's just insurmountable. But if the returns in Georgia go late, start paying attention to Fulton County. That's where the fraud will come out of. It'll also come out of DeKalb. It'll come out of Gwinnett. And it'll come out of DeKalb County as well. That would be my bet for the steal. And again, here's the funny thing. Trump can easily win the popular vote. It wouldn't surprise me if he pulled it off. I'm not going to count on it, but he could easily win the popular vote. And through fraud, you know, totaling just, you know, tens of thousands of votes tops in, you know, one or two swing states, lose the whole thing. Because if those swing states are Georgia or Pennsylvania, funny, those are the exact states we're already seeing the election fraud news out of. If those are those two states, he just doesn't really have a good way forward. And to watch them operate in the exact two states I'd steal to stop him increases my blood pressure. So, folks, and I'm telling you this for two reasons. I want you to know what goes on. I want to predict it, nail it if I get it right, because I know these people. But I also want you to understand the wonder of it if we win and what we have to overcome. Folks, these people are evil. If you're listening to this podcast and we don't know the results yet, or maybe, you know, we're waiting for them to do it, Folks, just say a prayer. And you know what's funny? I've been praying for years for wins for sports teams and politicians and stuff like that. Never works. God doesn't put his thumb on the scale for that stuff. But God does seem to, if enough people ask, put his thumb on the scale of evil versus good. And this is evil. Pray for protection from this evil, and also pray that it is detected, that it is uncovered, that it is thwarted. Because folks, I can live with, I'll be disappointed, I could live with losing the republic to just stupidity of the American people, but losing it to fraud like this, I just can't cope with it. So say a prayer, and folks, you gotta bank those votes. North Carolina, Georgia, do not get off that line. And listen, if you're standing in that line, North Carolina, Georgia, what they're going to do is they're going to lie with the exit polling, okay? The media will. They're going to tell you one of two things. Oh, she's winning. Too late, too bad. And they're going to want you to leave that line. Or they're going to say, oh, Trump's winning the landslide. Wow, looky there, knowing you're still online. I'm telling you, that might be national vote numbers, or it might not even be true, but it's going to come down to the wire in Georgia. It's going to come down to the wire in North Carolina, and it's going to come down to the wire in Pennsylvania. And understand this, the voting will continue there late into the night. Do not believe them. Do not get off that line, whatever you do. And God bless America.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.